Lord, we'll thank you and ask your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen. Look in the book of God this morning. I'm glad to be saved in the house of God. Thank God for the good singing. And I bless the Lord for it. I'm looking in Genesis chapter 45 this morning. And God help us as we try to say some things this morning in Genesis chapter 45. This is the story of Joseph. Joseph was the beloved son of Jacob. Brethren, listen, he was, thank God, the one that Jacob had love for above the others. It looked like the Bible said he did. And, of course, he made him a coat of many colors. And, of course, his brothers got jealous of him. You remember that when he went out to see them? And, of course, when they seen him coming, he done told them the dreams, how they had bowed to him. And we find in the text this morning that, brethren, thank God they came and they got corn in that famine time. And, of course, there's a lot to be said. It goes from about chapter 37 to about 50. And we find here in this text this morning that Joseph, amen, was God's ways, God's man here. Amen. To help his family. Of course, they didn't like what he said when he said that bow to him. But thank God in the latter part of that, they found out that it was God's sent. And there's a lot of things in our lives this morning that God in heaven, thank God, set up that we don't understand at the time that God's done this, but it is his will and his power and his presence. In the book of God here, the Bible said, we'll look at just a few verses, and it said here, God sent me before you in verse 7 to preserve you a posterity in the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it was not you that sent me hither, but God, and hath made me a father to Pharaoh and lord of all his house, and ruler throughout all the land of Egypt. And so God's man here said, it wasn't you that put me here, even though he was sold to the Ishmaelites and then into Egypt. Everything God ordained, everything God ordered in his life. And I thought about what a plan God had, and God's still got a plan. God's had a plan. God's got a plan. And God's got a plan for you, and God's got a plan for me. And no matter what you go through in this life, God's got you in his plan. I don't understand things. Brother, and I've said that many a time, that some of the things that people go through and what they face in life. But brother, God's got a plan this morning. I'm glad God, thank God, took Joseph. And brother, he had him, thank God. Listen, amen, go down to Pharaoh's, amen, down there to the my friend Potiphar's house. And he got there, and what's the first thing when he got there? She tries to get him to lay with her. And brother, listen, he ran from that. He said, I can't sin against God and do this wickedness. And of course, we know she lied on him. And what happened? He got thrown into prison, and he stayed there for 2 years. And the baker and butler had a dream there. And of course, he interpreted their dream. And he told them to remember him when they got out. Help me, Lord. And when they got out, they didn't remember him. But what he said came to pass. The butler went back to being the chief butler, but the baker got hung. And that's exactly what he said. And then famine come. Remember, Pharaoh had that dream, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. He couldn't read the dream. Talked about the leanness of the kind, and then through the fullness of it. And what did he say? He said, well, he interpreted a dream and said there'll be 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine. And it was God's plan to set this thing up. Listen, there's nothing in this life that God has not put his hand in. He's put his hand in. He's driven it the way he wanted to. And brethren, you'll not get out of that. I'll tell you that. Amen. Listen, it's God that set this thing up. Amen. I don't understand some things in this life, but I do know God knows what to do and how to do it. And I'm glad, thank God, that I'm in with him. I'm telling you, brethren, I'm not worried about what's going on in the world today. today. I know there are things that's already been prophesied, and you can't beat the prophet because he said it. And you'll not change God. You'll not change the route God's taken this thing. And brethren, there's all kind of things today that's going on, from the virus, listen, unto what's going on in this country, in this land, and how things are. And as much as I'm preaching you this morning, God had this thing set up before we was ever born. And brethren, he'll keep it the way he wants it. It's not by surprise. Amen. Even though, brethren, I know this, that a lot of things were planned long before they ever happened in the world and by the God of this world. But before there's ever the God of this world, amen, the God of heaven, thank God, knew what was going on, and he knew what to do about it. And I'm glad he does. Amen. And so, brethren, I'm telling you this morning, thank God, Joseph gets down there. He says, he said, you're going to have 7 years of plenty and 7 years of famine, and you need to put a man over it and some rulers over it. And then this is what he said. Pharaoh said this. He said, well, there's not another man like this man who's got the Spirit of God is in. Amen. That's amazing. He said, who the Spirit of God is in. Hey, listen, he knew who the Spirit of God was in. And it takes the Spirit of God to reveal to man what he is. It can't be done. I thought about Paul this week. Thank God, friend, on that ship and been there for days, and there's seen no daylight, and they had to throw things over the boat. Thank God, and one night the angel of God spoke to Paul, and he said, listen, not a man is going to lose their life. Amen. There had to be much fright on that ship. Had to be much, listen, thank God, all them people had to be afraid. But brother, I'm telling you today, God spake to that man of God and said, amen, I'm going to save everyone. Amen, you're going to get delivered from this. And Paul stood up in that ship. He was a prisoner on the boat. And God, he said, brother, there's an angel God met with me tonight. And he said, we all going to make it. Amen. And he said, thank God, I like his word. He said, I believe God. Amen. And brother, that's the only way we'll know is to believe God. I'm telling you this evening. Thank God, if I didn't have him, I don't know what I'd do. I can believe him. Thank God, no matter what. Amen. The God, friend, you can believe God. Joseph believed God. Amen. The Bible said, no matter where he's at, that God was with him. And God was with him. And God's with me this morning. Thank God, not of my goodness. Thank God, but because... And he set his love on me. And brethren, he's got a plan for my life. And I want to sure do what he wants me to do. Amen. Thank God, that's right. I bless the Lord for that. And he gets down there, and brethren, listen. Thank God it said that, brethren, thank God that famine hit the land. They sit down in Canaan, and they don't have nothing to eat. And they said, I heard there's corn in Egypt. And brethren, they didn't understand. They had sold their brother. They thought he was probably dead. They took the coat back and dipped it in blood and said, we found this coat. They probably thought he was dead, Brother Todd. Amen. And when Jacob, amen, mourned for that son, that's right. And they got down there, brethren, and they said, oh, yes. They said, go down and get some corn. And they give them money. Thank God, Jacob, give them boys money. But he said, don't take Benjamin. Benjamin's my young son. And listen, I've done lost one. And I can't afford to lose this. And I'd grieve myself unto the grave. Amen. But when they got down there, thank God, Joseph came out and made himself... Amen. Rough to them. He talked rough to them. Amen. He knew who they were, but they didn't know who he was. And brethren, that's exactly the way it was with him. Thank God, I didn't know who he was, but he knew who I was. And brethren, he knows, thank God, this morning, amen, who you are and what you need. And they got down there and they said, thank God, they got the corn. Amen. He kept one of them, I think it was Reuben. Amen. And kept them, thank God, down there. And brethren, they went back. back, and they went back and found the money in their sack, amen, and took the corn Brother Nate off of. I'm just trying to tell you this morning, God's got a plan. I can't figure it out. I don't know what it is. I don't know what tomorrow beholds as she sung. I don't know what I'll go through tomorrow as she sung, but I know he's got a plan, and I know, thank God, he's in charge of it. And brother, there's a lot. Listen, look at all the hardship that he went through. He was accused falsely. He spent years in, 2 years in prison. Brother, he was treated bad by his own brothers, sold into slavery. Amen. All that, but amen. God had a plan in it all. I'm telling you, hard times is where it kicks in. Brother Todd, you know that, and I know that. Amen. Look at how God's blessed. Thank God through the years of life, and he used hard times to bring forth fruit in your life, in my life. He's got a plan. Amen. Job said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. No matter what I go through in life, he said, I'm going to trust him. And brother, this morning, that's the only thing we can do. I'm telling you, I raise my hands up when I listen. I ain't got to the news and all that's going on. I lift my hands up and say, thank God. They don't understand that God is in charge of this thing. Amen. Listen this morning. I say it, whether you believe it. The devil's his servant. Amen. He's doing what God lets him to do, friend. There ain't nobody God ain't over, friend. Amen. He made him and he can run him. Amen. Thank God he let him have the, he allowed him to have the God of this world. My friend, some dominion in this world. But brethren, thank God one day, I done read the last chapter, and the Bible said he'd be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. He's going, brethren, he's going. Amen. But I ain't going with him. Amen. Thank God I'm born again. I'm born, been in the family of God. Thank God I know who my Father is. I know who my Savior is. I know who my Master is. I know the one, thank God, that bought me by blood. And I'm going to tell you, thank God, I know where I'm headed. And brethren, I'm telling you, if you're not saved this morning, thank God there's a God in heaven. Thank God that will save your soul. Thank God, hallelujah, amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's with him. Bless his holy name. I don't understand the plan of God. And brethren, when you don't see, you can't see no further than this, Brother Todd. You can't see, Brother Todd, no further than this. You can't see it, brother. There ain't no way you can't see past the day. Amen. People say, what you going to do tomorrow? Under God, I don't know what I'll do tomorrow. I know what's planned tomorrow, but I don't know what I'll do tomorrow. Amen. Listen, my life's hid in Christ with God. My life's in his hand. Amen. I might not make it to tomorrow. That'll be all right too. Amen. I'd hate to leave out early, but I'm telling you, thank God I'm at peace with him. I know, thank God, he's in control. And Joseph, brethren, he knew it. Amen. They get down there the second time and they go after corn. Amen. And he said, don't come back unless you bring your brother Benjamin. And thank God Jacob got down there and he said, oh me, I don't want to let him go. Listen, friend, amen. There's some things you don't want to let go in this life, but sometimes you've got to let go. Listen, I want you to get this, if you will. There's some things you got to let go of if you want God to do something. You can't hang on to these things. Amen. God, you got to let go of it, Brother Robert. Amen. I want God to tell me what to let go of. I want God to tell me what he wants me to do. I'm as open as a book this morning. Amen. I'm not bound to nothing but him. Amen. I'm not bound to nothing but him. That's all I'm bound to. And brethren, I'm telling you this morning, when you get your life there, I know it's just him. You can't control it. It's God that does it and God that works it. And when you get there, you can move forward in life. Amen. But you don't listen. You're scared to death to let God have it. I mean, you just scared to death to let God have it this morning. Amen. They got down there, brother, and he took Benjamin with him. And they got down there, and when Joseph seen them, he had to, listen, he went into a little room and wept. Amen. Washed his face, come back out. Amen. Put the money in the sack. Amen. Put Benjamin's cup, put his cup in Benjamin's sack. Amen. They got down there, and he sent men after him. He knew what he's going to do. Amen. Brother, he was guilty. Amen. I mean, listen, he had the cup in his sack. Amen. Listen, and he opened the sack up of Benjamin. There's the cup in the sack. And he said, all right, you took the cup. Let's go back. He took them all back, brother. Amen. Went back down there to the palace. Amen. Thank God, brother. Listen. And Joseph, praise God, the Bible said in chapter 45, could not refrain himself. It was just so, listen, it was so real in him to let them brothers know that I am Joseph. Could you imagine that crowd that done been there twice, them brothers? Amen. He had all the Egyptians to leave out. The book says, amen, thank God. And he said this, and Joseph said this, brethren, look, I am Joseph. I am Joseph. And he revealed himself to them. I don't know how, but brother, I'm telling you, amen, he had to speak in Hebrew before he spoke to a translator. But now he speaks in their language, friend. And he says, I am Joseph. And he reveals himself to them. Are you listening? Amen. Listen what they said. And they didn't give him an answer. They couldn't answer him. Listen. And the Bible said here, for they were troubled at his presence. Hey, God. Hey. Oh, yeah. You remember the day? That's just troubled at his presence. I mean, his troubling presence. Holy Ghost conviction. The dealings of God on you. And he troubled your heart. You'll not get in till you're troubled. You'll not see him till you're troubled. Thank God he didn't tell them to be troubled. They was troubled at his presence. Amen. Listen to me. I believe that's what John 16 means. I really do. He said, and when the Spirit comes, he will convict the world or reprove the world of sin. Amen. He will, and of righteousness and of judgment. It was the divine presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Convicts men. I'm sad to say thank God has come up with all these ideas to try to get people saved, and it don't work. Amen. Salvation's of the Lord. It's between that man and that sinner, and they can't get saved unless God shows up. Amen. They come in the presence of Joseph. He said, I am Joseph. Brethren, listen, I don't understand it, and I'm telling you, you don't understand it. You can't unless God shows it. It's a mystery. It's got to be revealed to your heart. I'm telling you this morning, I'm not thinking in my mind what I can tell you that you might get saved. I'm preaching what God puts on me, and that's God's business and what he says to you. If he don't say nothing to you, under God, I hope he does next time. But I'm telling you this morning, friend, if he's been talking to your heart, it's a miracle of God. Amen. That's right. You say, how's people get saved? Through Christ. How? You can't go down through a checklist and say, well, I've done this and done that and done this and done that. Brethren, they didn't have time to checklist. They got under guilty shame because they had sold this brother. And they thought they was going to be under judgment because now they was around him. They didn't forget what they had done to him. And brethren, that's why he said, don't fall out. When you go get back daddy, bring him back Manasseh. He said, Joseph said to his brother, come near to me. Oh, come near to me. Hear me. Oh, you remember that day when you came near? Because he called you to come near. Come near to me. Hey, man, buddy, I'm glad. Thank God he still says it. Come near to me. You come near to him. Amen to God. There's a plan for your life. I can't fulfill it, and you can't neither. It's God that has to do it. And brethren, I'm telling you, it's God that does things in your life. The worst thing that could ever happen to you is God leave you alone this morning. It's the worst thing that could ever happen. Worst thing that ever happened is church. Is God not come through that door in me and through me and in you and through you? Amen. This ain't, listen, friend, this church is about Jesus. It's not about me. It's not about you. It's about him. Now, you're included in that,
but it's still about him. And this is his place. Amen. This is his people. Amen. I'm glad I'm one of them. And brother, thank God for it. But he said, come near to me. And he said, here. And they came near and he said, I'm Joseph, your brother, whom ye sold in Egypt. He said, you sold me here. And brother, it had to convict them worse. Amen. About what they had done. But I like what he said. I ain't God friend here. In verse 5, now therefore be not grieved nor angry with yourselves that you sold me hither. For God did send me before you. Amen. How to preserve life. He said, God's the one that put me here. If you never get that, brother, and you can live a good life. But if you complain and murmur about your situation, your consequences of life, and what you've been through and what you hadn't been through, if you never get a hold of what I'm preaching to you, I'm telling you, brother, and you'll never have peace. You've got to know it's how God has done it. And when God does it, it's a purpose of God. Amen. Right, sir. Amen. Brother, I know you. I've been here a long time. I tell God that. I say, Lord God, I've been there so long, I don't know if they'll hear my voice. I've been preaching too long down there at that church. And he'll say, you there? When is that? Because I said to. And he said, it ain't got nothing to do with your voice. It's got to do with me working through you. And I tell God that. I pray to him. I say, God, I'll do whatever you want me to do. That's what I tell him. God, just let me know. Just tell me what to do. He said, for today, do what I'm telling you. Amen. That's the only orders you got is today's orders. You don't have tomorrow's orders yet because tomorrow hadn't got here yet. And brother, I could shout the victory right now and thank God that there is a God in heaven that gives me orders to go by. And brother, sometimes I'm not as sensitive as I ought to be. Amen. Listen, I ain't worried about it a bit. I tell you, brother, God has relieved me, brother Dan. And he testified last Sunday morning and particularly come to me, Brother Todd, and put truth in my heart again what he said. And brother, I laid down again last night and I don't have no worries. Amen. I'm not worrying. Thank God. I just know that God's in charge and he'll do as he pleases. And I don't have nothing else to worry in. It's just God. Why fret not? Why worry? Why, thank God, go through all the things you go through? Can't you trust him? And brother, I hadn't been through some things y'all have. Amen. You hadn't been through some things I have. But I told you when I had that heart surgery, that open heart surgery, I got on Sunday morning. That Sunday morning they picked me up in the ambulance. And I told you this, and I'm telling you the truth. I was riding down there while y'all's are having meeting. And I was as much in the will of God in the back of that ambulance as I would have been up here preaching. God's not limited to a pulpit. God's not limited to a building. God's not limited at all. He can use, thank God, what he does. Amen. In hearts wherever you're at, it don't matter. God's God. He ain't, amen, you can't contain him. The heavens can't contain him. He's contained by nobody. He's contained by nobody. He's self-existent, and God, he does as he pleases. Listen, everything he does, he gets glory out of. And brethren, he wouldn't have to do nothing for me if he hadn't chose to. Amen. And Joseph gets down there and he says, I'm Joseph. Some people believe he revealed circumcision to them. I don't know, but they knew his voice and he revealed himself and they was guilty. And he said, don't grieve yourselves. God sent me to preserve you. God, and then he got down there. He said, God sent me before you. Amen. In the earth and to save your lives by great deliverance. He said, God put me here for this purpose. Buddy, if you ever get a hold of that, that'll make you want to read the daily bread and the Baptist bread. Amen. That's right, son. I'm telling you, if you ever really ask Brother Todd, he put you here for this purpose. Listen, son, remember what I'm telling you. It don't matter. Age has nothing to do with it. It's God's purpose in your life. Amen. Listen, you don't understand some things. Jesus went to it. Amen. Jesus lived to be 30. Thank God, before he started his ministry, then he preached for 3 years and went to Calvary and died. Thank God for seeing. But listen, he knows what a 13-year-old goes through. He's done been through it. Amen. Listen, you've got a purpose. Purpose for your life. God's got a purpose. Amen. Don't think different. Amen. It might be a little slow sometimes, but if you age, God, but he still is real to you. And he'll do what he wants to in you and through you. You've got to burn that little girl right there. Thank God. Listen, this little girl's got a purpose in life. Thank God. What do you think about after the meetings? Getting up here and jumping and thank God rejoicing, friend. Amen. God just made it that way. Do you not ever thank God wanted this little girl to be like back at to thank God just to do that. You don't know what's going through her mind and what's coming out of her lips and a praising God with her life. Yeah, amen. I'm telling you, brother, God is. Thank God I ain't putting him on a free will deal. I'm putting him in a sovereign deal, and he does as he wants to, and I got a plan for my life like you do. Amen. That's right. God have mercy. God ain't poor and God ain't weak. God ain't poor. He became poor. He left heaven. The plan of God was the Son of God to come in this world, take on a robe of flesh, and become man, that he could die for man and know what man was. Even though he created man, in the beginning he breathed in his nostrils the breath of life, man became a living soul. And he became flesh. Amen. And brother, listen. God never had been man. That's right. He even said in the book of God, God's not a man that he should lie. He's a spirit. What's a spirit, preacher? I don't know. It's a spirit. What is a spirit? It's a current of life. I wish I could explain it better. Spirit's breath. He said he breathed in his nostrils. What's the difference between the animals and the men? Spirit. Animals have a consciousness, but they have no spirit. There's evil spirits in the world, but there's a God spirit. God is a spirit, and God came into this world and became man. He come through a virgin's womb and said, I'm going to take a robe of flesh like Parker's got, Robert Parker, and I'm going to live this life in flesh, even being God. I'm a God man. I'm going to live my life. That's the plan of God. He set up before the world began. In time, he was born in Bethlehem's manger. And it wasn't December 25th, and you don't know what day it was. I'm not trying to rain on your parade, but I'm just being honest. Too many people worship a day. I didn't worship a day. I worship the Lord. I'm not even a Sunday worshiper. I'm a Jesus worshiper. Amen. Amen. If he ain't the same in the morning, brother, we need to shut the doors. Amen. He's the same God all the time. He don't change. But I'm telling you what, he's got a plan for your life. You got, listen, he wants to do something for you this morning. But you won't turn loose. You want control of your life. You want to do everything your way and not God's way. And he ain't operate like that. He never takes second place and he never takes a throne. My friend, that somebody else wants. He's took mine, thank God, because he broke my will and showed me the only hope I had in God was through his Son that I could live forever. Amen. And that was just why he saved me. He saved me, thank God, that I might live for him and his life might be through me. Amen. He's got a plan. I don't know what the plan of God is for your life. I don't know what it is. I just know that you're doing it right now. You're doing it right now. You're a deacon of the church. You're doing it right now. You're a servant of God. You know what that means? I'm going to give you this here. I'm about through. Where John the Baptist said, I'm not worthy to unloose his shoes. Remember, he said that. He said, there's one coming after me that I'm not worthy to unloose his shoes. You know what that is? He's saying, this is what he's saying. I'm not even worthy to be a servant. Slaves unloose shoes. Slaves wash feet. That's a servanthood. That's what John's saying. He said, I'm not even worthy to unloose his shoes. I'm not even worthy to step down there and kneel down before him who is the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world and even unloose his shoes. But he had a plan. Why did John get his head cut off? You ever thought about that? Here's a man that was great in the kingdom of God and the kingdom. Amen. He said, them is born of a woman is none greater than John because he come in. He had the law in one hand, had to thank God grace in the other. He said, right there he is, the whole Lamb of God that take away the sin of the world. What did he mean when he said, he must increase and I must decrease? This is what he meant. It's time for me to get off the scene. Time for the Lamb of God to come. It's all about him. It's the dispensation of the Lamb of God, the grace of God, the power of God. That's the way it works, brother. Listen, ain't God, listen, friend. Ain't God, he had a plan, didn't he? God's got a plan. He'll do what he does, amen, because that's what he set up. There's not a person sitting in this church or any church this morning or outside this church will ever, ever, ever cause the will of God not to happen. I don't care who you are. You didn't have, I'm going to tell you what, Brother Todd. He said, I even number the hairs on your head. I know where you're sitting, and I know when you get up, and I know what you're thinking before you even think it. They talking about surveillance. They talking about putting these chips in and all this stuff. I'm going to tell you where the surveillance is. It's from above. They might get a chip in somebody's hand. Hey, man, but I'm telling you what, they ain't going to get in a man's heart. And brother, I'm telling you what, he knows everything. Ain't nothing. He's got a plan, brother Robert. This thing's set up, friend. Amen. This crowd, the devil's crowd thinks they got it. But they don't have it, brother. And he set the thing up, amen, to bring forth glory. When his son comes back, thank God he's taking us out of here. Amen, brother. Listen, thank God that's the hope I have, amen. Blessed hope's the hope of his return. Hope's always future. It's future. I got this expectation. You taught on it. That's hope I got. Amen. That's what you got. You got hope in them sinners. You got hope. There's hope. You say, are they saved? No, but there's hope. Are you saved? There's hope. If you're not saved, there's hope. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you're a member of the church or not. Membership don't bring salvation. The Lord added to the church as such as to be saved. Wasn't, thank God, trying to get somebody on the membership. He said, when's the doors of this church open? Whenever you want to join it. Let's open up. He opened it up at Calvary. Amen. That's right. You don't have to beg nobody to be saved. Praise God, we beseech people to return to God. But brethren, it takes the workings of God to get a man in. And I'm glad for the plan of God today. I just wanted to preach on that a little. Been stirring in my heart this morning. Thank God for Joseph. Brother, you remember that? And they went back and got Daddy Jacob. Amen. He didn't believe me. He said, Joseph's alive. He didn't believe it. Praise God. And here come them wagon tracks. Amen. Them wagons loaded down with all these goods. Amen. Thank God. He said when he saw the wagon, the spirit revived in him. And he said, that's enough. That's enough. Joseph is alive. Joseph alive. I got to go see him, brother. Thank God. I'm telling you, that's right. Amen, brother. Listen. He said that this morning about Mike. But brother Danny, it is some things you see. Amen. That can turn your heart to God. Amen. Amen. My wife saw God in me. She was born in the Lutheran church, went there all her life. Catechism and all of it. Dean, a bit of it in the Bible. That's what the Catholics come up with. And then they trickle down to the rest of these liberal denominations. Can you imagine me having y'all in here and taking a class when you're 12? And then you can take communion and join the church. You're sprinkled as an infant. That's pitiful. Ain't nothing in the Bible about it. Nothing. I asked that Lutheran preacher, I said, what do you think about being born again? He said, where's that at? I said, it's in the Bible. He said, well, tell it to me. I said, John 3. I said, I don't know a whole lot about the Bible, but I know I've been born again, and I know it's in the Bible. Amen. Listen, friend, God's got a plan for your life. Jacob went and saw Joseph. I read this morning. He said he fell on his neck, and he wept for a while. I mean, they reunited. Brother, I'm telling you, there are some things, amen, that need to be reunited in your heart as a child of God, and let God warm you up again. Amen. Listen, brother, there are some things that will stir your heart to God if you'll listen to him. Hear what he's got to say while the Holy Ghost deals with your heart. Amen. Why don't you turn it loose this morning? Why don't you just thank God, just amen. Obey the Lord and say, Lord, I'm giving it all to you. I mean every bit. He don't need you to say that. He knows what's in your heart anyway. Somebody said, tell God, I think that's right. There's a vow. Jacob made a vow. He said, I make a vow to you right here, God, when he made a vow at Bethel. He said he'd give a tenth to God, whether he did or not, I don't know. But he did say, I'm making a vow to God right here. And this is none other call but the place of the house of God. That's what Bethel means, the house of God. El Bethel means the God of the house. That's where they went when they went back. That's why he said he went back to Bethel. That called it El Bethel, the God of the house, not just the house of God. You better have God in it. But the house of God ain't in a building, even though we meet here. The house of God's right here. Where does he live, preacher? He lives here. If I leave here today and you leave here today and this place is empty, we can say, well, that's where we met. But the house of God's right here. This is an assembly of born-again believers that meet together for the purpose of worship. Amen. And thank God, praise Him. Amen. Hear the word of God, whatever God wants to do. That's what we meet for. It's an assembly. It's a local body. But the local body's the people. And that's why we come to worship. Amen. Thank God there's a purpose. There's a plan. God's got it for you this morning if you want it. Amen. If you don't, He'll still do what He wants to. There ain't nobody going to thwart Him. Amen. The biggest blasphemer, listen, the biggest blasphemer that ever lived, God took care of. I'm talking about in the dealings of God, the judgment of God. Amen. Somebody said that man was cussing God. He said he's an atheist. I said, well, the Bible said the fool said there's no God. There's always something God's going to say to him. But I'm telling you this, He reigns on the just and the unjust. It's a spiritual kingdom, and God, the Father, thank God, sent His Son to bring forth it. And brethren, if you want to live for God, you can. And I say thank God for it. Appreciate you hearing me this morning. Let's stand. God, have mercy on us. Brother Redmond, pray for us this morning.
Oh, God.